AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0. Money 2.0. Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Money 2.0 Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Communications and Digital Media. We thank you for tuning in to tonight's radio show. We appreciate your listenership. We always give you a hand clap right there. We are broadcasting live from Silicon Valley, Bay Area, and around the world here on AM 1220 KDOW, iHeartRadio, and of course, our online streaming where you can always listen live. If you want to dial into tonight's show and get your questions on air with myself or our guests, you can dial in at 1-800-516-1220. That is 1-800-516-1220. Get your questions and answers and comments on air with me tonight. Of course, you can always connect directly with me if you wish at On The Edge at businessontheedge.biz or call 1-888-MY-SBC-30. MY-SBC-30, Small Business Concierge 30. Every now and then, I receive a message from a listener that is too interesting not to talk about on air. So I get this message. And by the way, thank you for the compliment about how nice my voice sounds on air and your enjoyment of the show's content. I aim to deliver an engaging program show that hopefully you as my audience feel like you are right here in the studio with us. That's always been my goal here. Now we're going on, actually, we're coming up on our 11th year anniversary here at the end of the month. So we're excited about that. The question that the listener asked, and I had to kind of just chuckle a little bit in my heart and my mind. He says, what services do you offer? And so I'm going to respond to you in a indirect kind of way. And that may not be a horrible question, a bad question, since I bring on air many great resources for small businesses from Sabrina Parsons, CEO of Live Plan. Absolutely fantastic resource. Her father started the business, Palo Alto Software, Tim Berry, many, many years ago. And how awesome is it when your kids take over your company and you've left such a great legacy. And we've had guests on like Small Business Administration directors and SBDC directors, State of California agencies and officials and elected officials. And of course, let's not forget the many thought leaders of small businesses, because they are thought leaders. They are the backbone of our country and are making their mark, like Ruth Benjamin, who I've had on several times, CEO of Financial Tax Strategies, that's saving people thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars in deferring their taxes for 30 years using tax laws. And this is different, you know, if you're having a big tax hit from selling your home. This is different than 1031 exchanges and those types of options. And like tonight, we have a great guest here on the show, and that is Joe Herkin, CEO of Issue, the leading omnichannel content tools and publishing platform, also a thought leader. So I'm going to this, instead of answering your question with a total checklist of what I do or what the services that I provide for you, just keep listening and you should hear many types of services available to small businesses and those that are listening. I've talked many times about a lot of things that I do, indirect, direct. So pay close attention. So you will have those aha moments. I want you to have those aha moments. And thank you so much for calling in. I really enjoyed getting the message. I was traveling, and so it was a nice little message to hear. And I thought I'd have a little fun with you tonight, if you don't mind. And hopefully you'll kind of read in between the lines. It is important for you entrepreneurs out there and small business developers and coming through the pandemic, that there are many, many resources for you. And Issue is absolutely one of my favorite, especially how small businesses were hit in the pandemic and making sure that you get your products and services around the globe. So Joe Herkin, Joe is the CEO of Issue, the world's leading omni-channel content tools and publishing platform. Through the Issue Story Cloud, I like that, Story Cloud, pay attention to that. Millions of marketers, brands, and creators globally can digitally share and monetize their longer form quality content and create content marketing materials. Joe is a frequent thought and industry leadership contributor. He also has over 25 years of global experience in startup and growth technology leadership, from early stage through IPO. How about that? IPO. Looking to do that in the future. Joe knows something about that. Joe was educated at the State University of New York at Albany and as a foreign student of Beijing Normal University in China. Welcome to the show, Joe Herkin. Joe, how are you tonight?
I'm good, Margaret. Thank you so much for having me. It's really a pleasure to be participating with you and your audience this evening.
Well, we're excited to have you. We are just global, so hopefully the global world will enjoy our conversation tonight. We're going to have a good time and just make this a great show. In 2018,
we're all global at this point, right?
We're all global at this point.
Given the access that people have and the way in which information is being made available and how we're finding it, content is available globally, and we should all be thinking about that, right? Like, we're not just limited to a particular geography anymore.
Absolutely. And you know, when the pandemic hit, at the time, I was also the director of a small business development center here in Silicon Valley. And what we saw was not just the pandemic, but if I can say it this way, the panic of small businesses who were so very much localized, right? And how are they going to keep their doors open? Didn't have a global strategy or how they would provide their products and services online. And it really gave them something to think about. And many pivoted onto, you know, online opportunities and e-commerce and the many different strategies that they use to do their best to keep their doors open. We've lost a lot of businesses, but we've saved a lot of businesses by helping them. And one of the things that I saw was you have to be global. You have to have a global plan and a digital plan to make sure that you're not just touching your local community, the door to door, the people right there in your community, but your global community. So you're spot on about that, Joe. I absolutely agree with you there.
Go ahead.
Well, what I was going to ask you about, let's talk a little bit about Issue. Let's talk a lot about Issue. In 2018.
Sounds good to me. I like doing that.
Right. In 2018, I launched a magazine called Small Business Concierge Magazine. And I was researching publishing platforms and came across Issue. And I really liked what I saw at the time. And so we've been publishing with you for several years. And so can you just kind of share with the audience Issue in your platform and what it really offers and the reach? Your reach is absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, thanks for the introduction. I mean, I think in a lot of ways, it's customers like you who are using Issue that are the best at describing what we're providing and the value that we're providing, because our focus is really about making digital tools available for content creators so that they can get their content into a range of different assets to be shared and distributed to all the different digital channels where their audience is or their audience. And so what we do is enable customers to take their publications, their marketing materials, their brochures, their catalogs, restaurants to take their menus, real estate agents to take their brochures, and make those available in a format so that it can now be shared anywhere where they want. They can embed it in their own website. They can make it available across all the different social media channels. We give them the ability to take one asset, so your magazine, a real estate agent's house brochure, a menu, and turn it into other kinds of content for digital consumption. So you can take your one piece of content, turn it into a GIF that can then be embedded in your email if you're using MailChimp, for example, or you can turn it into an article that can be consumed very easily in stream in Twitter or even on Apple News. We enable you to take what was a, you know, in your case, a magazine and embed video content into it and add links to it. Take your catalog. If you are, if you're selling Tupperware, and prior to the pandemic, most of that interaction was happening in homes in the evening where people were looking at products, those things could no longer happen. And so you can now take that Tupperware catalog, embed videos, provide links so that people can purchase directly from the catalog itself and share it digitally anywhere. So that rather than be limited to the geography, the sort of limited geography that our businesses may have been limited to, through the management of this content, through the management of the pages and the enhancement of the pages and the transformation of those pages into all the different assets that you need to have in order to be available on all those channels, you now have the ability to think of your audience really in a global way. We've seen so many people who, you know, a good example is, you know, a independent artist or artisan who may have been selling their products on their website or through Etsy or through something like that. And mostly we're selling at local markets or trunk shows, now have the ability to reach their audience all over the world.
That's fantastic. Joe, I've got to go to a commercial break. So much with Issue and Joe when we come back. Stay tuned. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to Money 2.0, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Here in the studio with us tonight is Joe Herkin, CEO of Issue, the leading omni-channel platform, content tools platform. I've been harping on content marketing for the last couple of years, especially you small business owners out there. You got to create more content and get that out there. Joe, I'm looking here on your website, and we've used so many of your tools. I love the embedded video that you can embed into the into your content. There's all kinds of content I've seen, from, you know, white papers to flipbooks to all kinds of interesting resources, and your audience is so huge. Can you tell us a little bit about the reach and what kind of feedback are you getting from other users and customers from Issue?
So we cater to millions of customers, from large organizations like Shell and Patagonia down to individual entrepreneurs, solo entrepreneurs, small and medium-sized businesses. Our focus really is that small and medium business that has an amazing product, an amazing set of offerings, and needs to be able to communicate that out to their audience. So we have over a million businesses a year that are leveraging Issue to get their content in front of their audience. On the other hand, we have 100 million uniques a month who are consuming Issue content, whether they're consuming that on the Issue platform itself or wherever that content is distributed, whether it's on a website, on social media, and across any kind of screen, whether it's the phone or a laptop. And what we find is, you know, particularly right now in the world, one of the wonderful things that's available now is businesses have a huge opportunity to reach an audience. There's more opportunity for distribution and access to content and ideas than ever before. There's
Absolutely.
A whole range of new channels, And so on one hand, it's really exciting and fantastic. On the other hand, it's extremely challenging to create content for all of these different channels. And you just mentioned you're constantly telling your audience to create more content. One of the challenges, one of the reasons why people aren't doing as much of it is because they often have to create in bespoke ways natively for each particular channel. They have to create for Pinterest. They have to create for Facebook. They have to create for their website. What we're focused on, the sort of key service that we really try to make available, is you create your piece of content once, and then we help you, our process, our tools, transform that into all the different assets so that you can do what you do best, which is create your products, run your business, and we'll help you get it out there to all the places you want it to be. The other thing that we're finding, and this has happened increasingly since the pandemic, is we're finding that people are taking challenges that they've seen in their business or in their process, in their supply chain, et cetera, and are starting to look at alternatives and taking advantage of digital tools more effectively. I'll give you a really good example. We have a number of park and recreation organizations that use Issue for their summer events catalogs, summer camps, various programs, concerts in the park, all those sorts of things. And I think most of us are familiar with seeing those sort of brochures in kiosks and supermarkets around our towns. Lexington Park and Recreation, Lexington, Massachusetts, gave us a great example where during the pandemic, they used to print thousands of these brochures and pieces of material, and they would mail them and make them available. And they couldn't print during the pandemic. So they decided they would actually leverage the Issue tools even more effectively. They stopped printing, and they just use our tools that enabled them to have even a wider distribution than they had when they printed. And they started to save $50,000 of printing costs a year just by using these digital tools. They can now pour that $50,000 into creating better products, into creating better programs, into more effective communication. So what we're trying to do, particularly for SMBs, is to help you use the dollars that you have, use your marketing budgets, use your creation budgets much more efficiently and more effectively on one hand, and then reach a broader audience on the other so that your business can really expand.
And this is what I love to hear, because again, the pandemic did something for everyone. First of all, it shook the world, period. We've never seen anything so horrendous, I guess, the best way to say it, as a virus that would shut down everything, right? It shut down the world. It shut small businesses down. It shut down big business. It just took us in a totally different way. But one of the things that as a coach, as a business coach, when you have those obstacles, what does it do? It creates those opportunities for you. It really forces you to critically think and look at and adjust and adapt and pivot to something that you may have never looked at. They may not have ever looked at the issue or looked at the possibilities of how this platform and how a publication platform, digital platform, could be not just a great tool, but increasing your reach, just like you talked about Lexington, Massachusetts. Come on, it increased your reach around the world. It's increased our reach, and we weren't even in a pandemic when we did it. We came in with the thought of creating mass media opportunities for our small businesses, for the little guy that inside our tools, we're able to allow them to access Issue, and we encourage it, access Issue and access all of these other resources that's going to make them a bigger, better, stronger small business. I've got to go to a commercial break. Joe, stick with me. When we come back, more Joe, Issue, good stuff for SMBs out there. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on Money 2.0 Business on the Edge on AM 1220 KDOW. We are talking to Joe, CEO, Joe Herkin, Issues, the world's leading, one of the leading omnichannel content tools and publishing platform. If you want to connect with a leading publishing platform like Issue, head over to Issue, www.issue.com. They've got a special offer for you. It's www.issue.com/radio and use that promo code radio to get 50% off your first year. Let me say this right. I'm kind of getting my tongue tied here. Off your first year of one of Issue's premium subscription platforms. They have several levels from a free version to paid levels, but you will not be dissatisfied with any of those platforms. So again, go over to www.issue.com/radio and use the promo code radio to get 50% off of your first year's Issue's premium subscription plan. And check it out. Come back and let me know how you liked it. You can email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. And I'd like to get that feedback and we can share that over there with Issue as well. So I'm going to get back to Joe. Joe, so we were talking just all things Issue, all things making it easier for the small businesses. And I know that you're working with, you know, millions of businesses at different levels. You've got large corporations, you got mids, you've got smalls, you got micros. And so on our break here, we were talking about just kind of the stair step publishing plans that you have. You've got the basic, and I, you know that small business or micro businesses, they're holding on to every dollar. So they can kind of test drive your platform to, you know, you have these, you know, on the other end of the spectrum, something much more robust, but at least there's something for everybody.
Yeah, we're a premium product and we structure it that way so that any business can take advantage of the tools that we have available. And the more value that you get from us, then you can start to pay and get additional capabilities, additional data, additional functionality. And we design it that way because, of course, we want people to be able to take advantage of the tools that we have, at least at the most basic level as they're testing things out. But we also design the paid plans to be extremely affordable. And the idea is as you're using us, you should be in a position to be able to drive additional revenue as well. A quick example, one of the kinds of customers that use us are restaurants. So restaurants are able to upload their menu into Issue. We give them the tools to automatically turn that into a QR code with one click of a button. They now have a QR code menu. They could print that out, turn it into a sticker, put it on tables. All of a sudden, rather than have to go figure out how to get a digital menu that works, we're providing that to them. So we're saving them tremendous amounts of time, creating a lot of efficiency, and enabling them to get, in their case, their content is their menu, in front of their audience, whether it's sitting at a table online when people are checking out what the menu is, rather than have to rely on a poor website or a poor connection, you now have an Issue QR digitized version that can be accessible anywhere. Another quick example, we have a product called Issue Digital Sales. So you can sell your content using the Issue system. So if you are creating a cookbook, if you're creating a research report, if you have some publication that you want to be selling, we give you the tools to be able to sell that across any social network as well.
Right. And we've seen that, you know, through our experience with Issue. One of the things that I tested out, I just wanted to see, we print on demand our magazine. And when we print this wonderfully, beautifully high-end magazine. It's printed so well, Joe, that when people handle it as a business magazine, you know, the first thing we hear are things like, wow, you know, they're really, you know, it's one of these, just that up, you know, that upscale feel. And so I wanted to see what Issue's print would be like. So I printed a few versions, just some samples to give out. And I was really impressed with the quality of your print. And not only that, I didn't realize it when I was doing the going through the process that I did a, instead of, you know, the normal standard size, but a smaller size. And it was very interesting to see our magazine as a little mini magazine. And, you know, I thought that was really exciting as well. We'll talk a little bit more about that when we get into the Small Business Concierge segment and let you respond. But you're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader. We'll be right back.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, small business concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, women in business centerfold, small business science lab, bridging the gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. I love this segment of the show because this is all things Small Business Concierge, our magazine, our digital catalog. I'm excited about small business, micro businesses, getting resources and products out there to you. And just so much that we're trying to provide for you. And if you have not gone out to see our latest issue of the Small Business Concierge magazine, you can go out to issue.com, do a quick search for small business, and you can find us there. So many magazines out there. We have several magazines. So if you see the Small Business Concierge, click on it and it will get you connected to all of our publications out there, or go out to our website at smallbusinessconcierge.biz and you'll get our magazine, our podcast. There's a little video there, commercial there, animated video that we've done. So you can learn more about our services that we provide for small businesses. We've been talking to Joe at Issue, the CEO, Joe Herkin, and, you know, he's right about, you know, all of these resources that you can create for your business. And for those that have the wherewithal and the bandwidth to do it, I encourage you to do it. You're just not going to be, you're not going to be unhappy with the product that you would get at Issue. We are extremely happy and we continue to look and compare to other platforms. And again, Issue has really shown itself to stand above, you know, in the industry of publications, digital publication platforms that are out there. But if you don't want to do it all on your own, that's where we come in. We're kind of that extended piece to all of this, being able to be on a global platform around the world, selling your products and services through one click. You can be in our digital catalog and you can direct sell through that one click to wherever you want it to go. We can add the videos to your pages, whatever you'd like. And also in our magazine, you can find out how you can be a content contributor for us, our small businesses. Those stories are by small business leaders, most of those stories. And we would love for you to join us and share your expertise. And there is just opportunity after opportunity, advertising, and, you know, you can get a free listing in the magazine. All of the listings in our and at the back of the magazine that are our Small Business Concierge Advantage Guide, you can get in there absolutely free, and we will backlink to your website. Make sure those keywords are strong and compelling for them to click, those that are visiting and kind of scrolling through the magazine. So that's some of the things that we offer. Those are some of the products and services we offer in terms of getting you out there. Check out our website at smallbusinessconcierge.biz. And you can also check out my radio website at businessontheedge.biz if you're interested in some coaching and consulting, if you're working on grants for those out there that are doing it. So, Joe, let's get back to Issue. Issue is, you've given us so much information. I'm so impressed with what Issue is able to do, but it also integrates to Canva, to Dropbox. We use Dropbox, Google Drive, Adobe. So you have these tools that can integrate into really making the experience of building your content a lot easier.
Yeah. And a quick reminder for everybody, it's if you come to the website to find out more about our tools, it's issuu.com. You know, it's not spelled the way you spell issue, issuu.com. And one of the things, again, as we've talked about before, is we see our role as providing tremendous efficiency for creators to get their content from the creation point all the way through to the consumption. And we call the whole process the story cloud. The story cloud are the set of tools and services that a small business needs to use to be able to tell their story to their audience wherever that audience is. And so it's why we are integrated in with the other tools that they're using. So they may be creating content with Canva or Adobe or Microsoft, and then they can very easily move that content directly into Issue or directly integrated there with Canva, as an example, with Adobe. We're integrated with the storage tools, Dropbox, mm-hmm. Google Drive, so you can pull content from wherever it happens to have been. So we're integrated with MailChimp so that you can turn pieces of your content into a GIF that can then be embedded into your email that you're sending out to your audience, so that your email is dramatically more compelling and it's leveraging the content that you've spent so much time creating and building, whether it's a catalog or a publication or a brochure or a restaurant guide. And so again, we see ourselves as, we don't want to be just this siloed piece of software that arrogantly suggests, hey, use us and you go figure out how to use us with everybody else. We understand your job as a small business is create your products, run your business, count on us, demand from us that we're going to give you the tools and integrate with the other tools that you need so that you can communicate effectively with that audience.
See, this is what I love. This is what I love. You guys are like this all-inclusive, everything we need, one-stop shop. I love the analytics. Like, so when we go inside the platform, we can see the data. We can see who's reading and who's connecting with our magazine around the world. We can track, you know, whether or not they're getting us on the website, on Issue's website, on a digital, you know, their smartphone. And so I just think, you know, this is by far one of the most impressive. And I'm not just saying that because we're using it, and maybe I am because we're using it, right? It's pretty darn impressive. And again, if you all out there are interested in wanting to take that bigger leap into what you can provide for your customers and your clients or your products and services of your business, you know, go out to Issue's website. And again, you can head out there and get this 50% off offer at www.issuu.com/radio and use the promo code radio and get that 50% off your first year's premium subscription plan. I mean, you know, it's even if you tested it out for a year, you know, we tested the market. We published our first magazine. We actually did not publish a complete magazine. We published a kind of a mock-up so you could learn, business owners out there or who wanted to publish something, that we all go through the processes of creating new products and services, and it just doesn't come to market. It is produced. It is thought about. There's critical thinking. There's decisions being made, and we were making those live. We use Issue's platform to kind of help us go through that process so our small businesses and those that are you know, listening to this show could learn about what they're doing. I got to get out of here and get out of this segment. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge, Money 2.0. We'll be right back. Thank you for listening to this segment.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
This is Money 2.0. on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. It is the bottom of our show here on Money 2.0, Business on the Edge. We have had a great, great, great conversation with Joe Herkin, CEO of Issue, and that is issuu.com, the world's leader on the channel content tools and publishing platform. Absolutely fantastic. And I tend to be a cheerleader. And back to the question at the top of the hour, my dear listener, what do I do? I'm a bridge. I provide resources and opportunities for small businesses and micro businesses. And small businesses are businesses by SBA's definition, fewer than 500 employees. And we're here to make your world easier, from consulting. If you might find me as a consultant with the Small Business Development Center of Northern California, I'm a regional advisor for them, former SBDC director for them. And I love the advising better because I get to talk to small businesses all the time. So I am working with several of their SBDCs throughout the Northern California region. So if you're interested in getting some consulting, connect with SBDC, and I might be your advisor there. Who knows? So I wanted to give Joe an opportunity to just kind of give you a wrap-up of Issue. And I'm going to share the promo that they've given us for you. Take advantage of it if you are that business that want to create more content. You definitely have to be in that realm. And if you're not, then, you know, we're the answer for that. You can not have to create the whole thing. We'll work with you and create opportunities through our magazine and our digital catalog that still will get you around the world in mass communication, mass media. I've just been in this realm for more than 30 years, and it just gives you opportunities for customers to purchase from you around the world. And that is really my heart, is to, I saw so many businesses close during the pandemic and I had to do something. And we picked up, just another level of what we wanted to do for small businesses through our magazine and now with the digital catalog as well. Direct sales to your customers, direct from your point of sales pages, anything that you're trying to sell to them and get to them around the world, we can help you with as well. And I shouldn't say anything because we do have some limits, like illegal, everything's not legal in around the states, like those that are in the business of dispensaries and things like that. But we do work with companies that are CBDs and things. So in any case, let me quit rambling and give Joe an opportunity to just kind of share his last information and thoughts and just really call to action on connecting with them. And so Joe, what would you say to our audience to connect with Issue?
Connect with us, come find us at Issue. We're in a really interesting time right now. And while there are plenty of challenges around, lots of challenges with the economy and in the business world, the opportunity that's available to all of us, particularly to SMBs, is a globalization possibility that never existed before. There is an opportunity to have a huge reach with your content and to have a very specific reach to the audience wherever you want them to be. And we're helping you do that. We are the place where you can get the most out of the content that you're creating. People put huge amounts of effort into their branded materials, their content, their marketing collateral, their brochures, their restaurant menus. And rather than it be a piece of paper that only gets used once, we're enabling you to take that hard effort that's been put into creating that content and make it available anywhere that you want. That opens up a whole new world of ways to grow and build your business. There is Absolutely. No such thing anymore as local or even SMB. You know, small businesses have a global audience and we're helping them reach it.
That's right. That's right. And with that, thank you, Joe, so much for coming on the show tonight. And again, that offer from Issue is go over to their platform, www.issueissuu.com/radio and use a promo code radio and get that 50% off your first year's plan. So it has to be something more than the free version. Go out there, get it. You won't be disappointed. Just absolutely fantastic. Joe, thank you again for coming on the show. We're going to wrap it up tonight. It has been fantastic. If you are not that adventurous, connect with us at businessontheedge.biz, on the edge of Business on the Edge, and we can get you connected to our Small Business Concierge magazine and the resources and services we have there, advertising articles and our digital catalog and all of that good stuff. So you can keep that globalization inside your business. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.